So there's this new research out that says this.
They found that those with the most notable beer bellies or muffin tops had the lowest brain volume.
What?
Yikes.
Is that a study that just said that if you're fat, you're dumb?
Yeah, starting at 9.9, today's best mix at Santa and Raven. Let's have him explain that one more time to us.
Mm.
Our research looked at a large group of people and found obesity, specifically around the middle, may be linked to brain shrinkage. Big guts lead to smaller brains.
Oh.
I mean, there he spelled it out. That, he elaborated that time.
He's like, listen.
He's like, let me tell you what I'm saying, and then let me say it again to drive the point home.
Right. If you're fat, you're dumb.
Right.
There
right.
you go.
There you go. And jeez. I'll say it again. That's what I said. If you're fat, you're dumb.
Right. Wow.
But the ironic part is like, wait, listen behind what he's saying. Okay. Ready? Listen. Right, like,
they found that those with the most notable beer bellies or muffin tops.
If you just give information with club music behind it, is it supposed to make it better? Right?
Well, like anything over 148 beats per minute, you can tell somebody anything.
Right. Wait, hold on. Right? Yeah, you're fat, you're dumb. What's the big deal? Let's go out and have some burgers, everybody. Yeah.
Doesn't even sound that bad when you say it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you just read the regular news doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know, this goes with my theory that, right, if you temper something, it always sounds better there. Because I used to listen to the news all the time on the BBC, and anything with a British accent, doesn't matter how bad it is, it's better.
Right, it's true.
It's better.
Yeah.
I feel better about it.
So the more belly fat you have, science is now saying that your brain can actually shrink. So
I'm going to keep this music on if that's all right for you for a minute, because I need positive reinforcement if you're going to talk to me about that.
Raven, let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
What makes you fat? But hold on, let me put the music so it sounds better.
Like what makes me fat in general? Or
yeah. Like when you eat it, you're immediately
instantly fat?
Right, and your brain immediately shrinks.
Beer with food.
Oh.
I'm not one of those people that can have beer with food. I instantly feel bloated. Like there's
the
some
music
sort
louder
of
to make us better news. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, because I don't know. I feel like there's some fermentation going on right in my stomach right at that moment. Or soda. But anything over 8 ounces. But if I sneak sips of soda all day long, I never get fat.
Well, you
it's
know
a magic
what?
Thing that I do.
I just want to, you know, with every single one of those fattening crackers
I got to turn this down. It's giving me a headache.
Well, listen, how are we supposed to deliver bad news if we don't have club music? All right, hold on. Christian, it's your turn. What makes you fat? Ready? Go.
All right. Eating an entire cheese pizza that was meant for my family makes me feel fat.
Should make you feel shameful.
What?
You're like the dog who just peed on the couch or something like that. That's not what you're supposed to do. That's not good behavior.
You're supposed to share your food.
No.
22 years old, nothing actually makes him fat.
It's true. He's not even fat.
Metabolism.
Thank you, guys.
I'll show you my beer belly. It's not even a beer
belly. What makes you fat?
It's a jelly belly. It's what it is.
What makes you fat?
Hibachi.
Do you want me to turn this up?
Oh, yeah. Hibachi makes me fat. My brain starts to shrink.
Glow sticks.
I blow. I get really bloated from all the salt.
Can't put my rings on for 3 days.
That's perfect. It. Right, yeah, right.